Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. I'm back today with a few more weird tales from the year just past. This isn't your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go, better make it a good one because it's the last one of the series. As quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. That these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do, but there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into December. Off today's stories. If you are new here, then hi, my name's Nikki and I make podcasts, videos and TikToks about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion that you might be, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. Now, if you've joined me for any of my weird news roundups so far over the past few years, you'll know that in December, I like to round off the year with a load of predictions which I've gathered from around the world and throughout history, and then we play the long game and see what did or didn't happen over the year. So it's time to watch back that video, see what went on, and if I can continue my winning streak from last year when I made some predictions of my own for 2022 and got quite a lot of them spot on. So I'm excited to see if I've still got the gift this year. And same as last year as well, I'll be lining up a few more predictions for 2024 too. So let's take a look at what was meant to happen in 2023 and see what actually did. Okay, if you're listening to the podcast, you won't have noticed that anything has changed. But if you're watching the YouTube channel, then you'll notice that the background has changed. And that's because I possibly forgot to record the clips of me reacting to what happened last year. So here they are. Welcome to what I'm affectionately going to call double chin cam. Welcome to my very messy bedroom, which also doubles as my office. I am... helpfully assisted by saffron-flavoured gin. This isn't all saffron-flavoured gin, but it is quite a lot of saffron-flavoured gin. And I'm drinking it from this lovely goblet, which is from my Amazon wishlist, which is very nice. I'm very pleased with this. And it came from one of my lovely patrons. I won't say who, because I don't want to out them on here and embarrass them. But I love this glass. I've been using it ever since it arrived, and it's very nice. So thank you very much for doing that. Okay, let's get into the clips. I wish you could hear what is going on through my headphones. In fact, I will play it to you, and I don't know why it is doing this, but I can only imagine that my laptop is possessed by demons. Why is it doing that? Definitely demons, I think. Definitely demons. Well, I'm going to check and see why it's doing this, and then I'll be back. Okay, I can't work out why it's doing that, so I'm going to swap to a different pair of headphones and try and play it through my phone instead. Well, first off, that is quite a strong makeup look. I love it, but it is quite strong. Maybe you should have blended the eyeshadow a bit more. Oh well, I like the hair. In 2023, there will be a new prime minister when Rishi Sunak is forced to step down over a major financial scandal. Nope. Joe Biden will step down as president and Kamala Harris will take over. Nope. There will be a major problem with the ocean, such as an oil spill. I don't think that happened. I will have to Google, just bear with me. That was me freaking myself. I just scared myself with my own demon voice. Oh dear. I think I might need a drink of absinthe after that. Well, I'm glad I caught that on camera. It's not even absinthe. There was an oil spill, but it was in the Mississippi River. Mississippi River. I'm going to say no, that didn't happen, I don't think. Apparently there was one in February of this year, the Princess Empress oil spill. So I guess that kind of counts, possibly. But I wouldn't say it was major. I definitely don't remember hearing about it. There was a small oil spill. It wasn't huge. So that is an oil spill, but not what I was thinking. Harrods, the luxury department store in London, will have something happen to it. Maybe it will close down. I don't think it has. Having been there not that long ago. They posted in August of this year that they had rising profits and sales for the year. So there we go. Doesn't look like it's going to be closing down anytime soon. There will be a major commotion on live TV somewhere in the world with a giant spider crab. Nope, I don't think so. Googling giant spider crab. Nope, nothing coming up. So I'm going to say that was a fail as well. Okay, next one. Oh, and eggs. There's going to be an egg scandal such as salmonella or something or other. So let's meet back here in 2024 and see how I did. Okay, I think there was an egg scandal, wasn't there? Let's have a look and see if I got at least one right this year. I don't think I've done this badly so far. Egg scandal 2023. My search history is always so ruined by all of these videos. Okay, high prices of eggs. Yes, I remember now. High egg prices due to a collusive scheme by suppliers. Egg prices rose 60% in 2022 and have continued to do so throughout 2023. One farm group claims it's a collusive scheme by suppliers. And then it looks like somebody might have been called out on it. Republican Senate candidate's family egg company caught in price-fixing plot. Well, colour me surprised. But I know that eggs got very expensive this year. So I'm going to call that one win out of all of them, which is awful. And does not continue my winning streak. Probably a good idea that I go and drink the rest of this gin and polish my crystals, because my psychic powers have definitely lapsed. Okay, me. Back to me.
Okay, so what do our favourite oracles have to predict for 2024? I do hope it's finally some good news. First up, let's check out what Baba Vanga, our favourite deceased Bulgarian mystic, has to say for herself. Baba Vanga's predictions for 2024 are that Vladimir Putin will be assassinated. She also says there'll be terrorist and biological attacks across Europe, as well as predicting a big country will conduct biological weapons tests or attacks in 2024. She says there'll be a huge economic crisis, and it will apparently impact the global economy next year, with rising debt levels and escalating geopolitical tensions being major factors. She says there'll be a lot of bad weather and many natural disasters. She says cyber attacks will be on the increase, and advanced hackers will target crucial infrastructure like power grids and water treatment plants, which will pose a national security threat. However, it's not all bad because she says there'll be plenty of medical breakthroughs, including new treatments for incurable diseases such as Alzheimer's and cancer in 2024. And lastly, she also predicted there'll be a major breakthrough in quantum computing. What that looks like, she doesn't say. Now, moving on to the king of word vomit himself and the most famous prophesier of all, Nostradamus. Again, I'm using other people's interpretations of what he said because I simply cannot get anything out of his writings for myself. So let's see what others think. Apparently there'll be a war with China. Who the opponent will be, he doesn't say. Prince Harry will apparently become king, according to one of the passages in the prophecies that says a king of the Isles will be driven out by force. Some believe that Nostradamus was referring to King Charles III, and if we're to take his word for it, the relatively new monarch's already on the chopping block. Now, interestingly, Prince William is the current heir, so that would mean something else awful would have to happen for him to take his place. Nostradamus also says there'll be more bad weather, much like Baba Vanga did, and he also says there'll be a great famine. And then lastly, he said, through the death of a very old pontiff, a Roman of good age will be elected. Of him it will be said that he weakens his see, but long will he sit and in biting activity. Again, I don't know what he's saying. Pope Francis is now 87, and he has been having health issues, so maybe that one might come true. Okay, so that's what the big guns have to say, but I'd love to know what you have to say for yourselves. Leave me your predictions in the comments on YouTube, and if you're listening to the podcast version, get your bum over to YouTube and join in the conversation.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Station. Make my own predictions for 2024, and let me just dial into my spirit guides, Jenna Marbles,
hell yeah,
and Big Ounce. First up, it's not good news, I'm afraid. The world's weather will go mad in 2024. There will be a tsunami and a large forest fire. I don't know where, but there will be two huge events. Pedro Pascal will become the face of something major. A big fashion brand, perhaps? Mice will invade an area of southern Spain. A huge underground mine or cave system will be found somewhere, maybe in Mexico. Goldfish will become the first creatures to be assisted by AI. I don't know what that will look like, but they will be. And I think that's everything I've got for this year. Thanks, Jenna Marbles and Big Ounce.
Hell yeah!
Okay, so that's my five predictions for 2024. Let's meet back here in December again to see how I got on. Thanks for joining me for that selection of weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, that's it now. The series is over for the year. I really hope you loved the series as much as I did, and thank you so, so much for your support around it, sharing it around, and all your lovely feedback too. It's so kind of you. It doesn't go unnoticed, and you're a huge part of making the show what it is, and it wouldn't be what it is without you. Loads of you have joined the Ghoul Gang as part of this series, and a big warm welcome to you. I hope you stick around for 2024, as I have some lovely plans for next year, and I'd love you to be there for the ride. If you've enjoyed this series and what I make in general and want it to continue, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. Patrons really are the bread and butter of what I do, and so this is the best way to support me, and in return you'll get lots of bonus content too. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift for my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too. It's been really sweet to get gifts dropping through my door, and the Amazon driver has wondered what's going on, so let's keep him guessing. I'll leave all the links in the show notes in case you want to check them out. Now, I'm off to take a little bit of a break in January, but I won't leave you entirely alone. You can't get rid of me that easily. There will still be a smattering of content, just not my usual full-length episodes. I'm going to be taking that time to get myself pre-prepped for the rest of the year and getting the research done for new episodes. So if you have anything you'd like me to cover in 2024, then do please leave me a comment on YouTube or on my social media. And I'd love for you to help me create what you want to hear next year. Thank you for joining me for Weird and Wonderful 2023 overall. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and a very happy new year to each and every one of you. And I'll see you ghouls next time. Right, I think it might be time to go and get a cocktail of some sorts.
Okay, see you next year.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.